Next patient is James Key. Follow-up date is 1/17/22. Patient with a history of supraventricular tachycardia underwent ablation in the past period. Patient now has atrial fibrillation period, completing a shortness of breath and dizziness associated with palpitation period. Patient is referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medications, albuterol, aspirin, glipizide, hydrochlorothiazide, metformin, omeprazole, Genovia, provostatin. Period. Patient also taking LHS 5 mg 2 times daily period. Allergies, non-allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, degeneration, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspera history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 125/77, pulse is 77, respiration 16, weight is 238 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular, no murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Click machine number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, history, atrial flutter, status, post ablation, recommendation. Patient's atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and the radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can be benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% period. Please send a copy to Dr. Alok, A-U-L-A-K-H.